Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over the jobs numbers first and foremost today. Came out. They surprised on the upside, but there were more surprises that I want to go over with you. So let's dive over to CNBC. Let's dive into the data on CNBC with this jobs report. Here's where the jobs are for June 2022 in one chart. And again, this is looking in the rearview mirror. This is not looking through the windshield. But first thing that pops out at you, healthcare plus social assistance. To me, this makes a lot of sense because you got all the baby boomers retiring. Professional business services. Okay, good. Leisure, hospitality, makes sense. But they point out later on in the article that we're still not up to the level we were in 2019. So on net balance, we still have fewer jobs in this industry. Manufacturing, good to see. The biggest surprise I saw was negative 9,000 government jobs. That is incredible. That's my favorite part of the entire jobs report. For sure. We can get some, we can get those productive workers back into the real economy, actually producing stuff instead of preventing stuff from being produced, which is what they were doing with the government. Let's see here. Going down, the U.S. jobs market was stronger than expected in June. Payrolls growing by 372,000 and several sectors vying for the leadership role. We talked about healthcare, professional business services. This is a quote from Nick Bunker, who is looks like an economic research person. Over the past 3 months, private sector employers have added an average of 362,000 jobs a month, well above the number needed to keep the unemployment rate steady, which is closer to 75,000. Well, okay, Nick, that doesn't really matter too much if you've got the labor force participation rate very low, my friend. What difference does that make, Nick? I guess, yeah, if you're strictly looking at the headline unemployment number, which is, I believe they call it U3. There's U3, U6. And I don't know if there's another one. I think the other one is just one that Shadow Stats keeps track of. And U3 and U6, I think, are pretty bogus. But you've got to look at the overall jobs, my friend. You can't just look at the unemployment rate and assume this is indicative of the number of jobs. Absolutely not. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts, Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macro economics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out of control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. Because let me take this to an extreme so you guys know what I'm saying here. Let's just assume for a moment we had 350 million people in the United States, and only one of those individuals is in the job market, quote unquote. Okay, so labor force participation would be very, 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 very low if you just had one person in the labor force. But let's say that one person had a job. So the unemployment rate would be zero. Okay, does that mean that the economy is booming? You have 349,999,999, blah, 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 whatever the number is, people that are just sitting on their butt doing nothing and not producing goods and services? Of course not. It's ridiculous. So what we need to do is look at the gross number relative to the gross population. U3 in and of itself, even if it was measured correctly, doesn't really tell you much of anything. So underneath the hood, the number shows continued gains for leisure, hospitality. Talked about that. But it's still down 7.8% below its 2019 level. So leisure, hospitality, okay, great. Gaining 40,000 jobs. Retail trade, they talked about that. Here's another topic of note here, or an important kind of side note, is several major retail companies, including Target, Amazon, warned, I believe Walmart as well, have warned about a shift in consumer demand hurting their business. Retail trade fell in May, and June's gains only partially reversed that loss. So in that specific sector, only negative gain? Woohoo! Like we said before, the government jobs fell. So my thoughts here are, this is looking in the rearview mirror. We've got to try to predict what is happening by looking through the windshield. Number two, this just gives the Fed more ammunition to raise rates, maybe even higher than 75 basis points. That's kind of where the market pegs it at right now, as far as the odds, 75 basis points. But maybe this gives them the incentive to go up to 100 basis points at the end of July. Now, I believe there's a CPI number that comes out in the interim that we'll have to pay very close attention to. But let's just say that CPI number is at 8% range or higher. And they've got this, what is perceived by the market as a positive jobs number, and the unemployment rate still low, which is one of their quote unquote mandates. Again, we could see a higher than expected interest rate rise, which, in my opinion, takes us even closer to a recession, or increases the probability that we go into a recession sooner than later if we're not already in one right now. So this is kind of the catch-22 that we're in right now, is the better the quote-unquote news is, the more likely the Fed is to raise rates, which increases the probability of a recession. So it's like, this is what's the bond market is telling us, that at some point in the near future, this is what's going to happen. Again, no certainties, only probabilities. But I don't see how the Fed lands this plane softly without us going through a recession. But hopefully I'm wrong. We'll have to see. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you in the next video.